This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. The Lift 1 corridor is a proposal to overhaul the western foot of Aspen Mountain. An ordinance approving the series of projects is expected to go in front of Aspen City Council next week. This week, the council indicated they would be in favor of reducing the affordable housing requirements that go along with the project. To explain this further, we're turning to Allison Bektesh, who is here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Zoe.
So all developments in Aspen are required to account for affordable housing in one way or another. What's being discussed for the Lift 1 corridor?
Affordable housing mitigation calculations are based on square footage of any new development. But there's a portion of our land use code that's trying to encourage high-density lodging that allows for this standard rate to be smaller. And one of the hotels being built, Gorsuch House, wants that reduction. Both developments, Gorsuch House and Lift One Lodge, are also asking for the employee mitigation equation to be changed. We have this equation that guesses how many full-time employees are added per square foot of new development in town. Both lodges argue that the free market component of their development, so there's a couple of apartments built within the hotel structure, won't need any additional staffing, and that square footage shouldn't really be counted when we're calculating how many new employees are going to come through this development.
So what numbers are we talking about here?
So the most that these two developments would owe the city, either by outright building new housing or buying off credits or paying into a housing fund, is 114 beds. But with all the reductions that they're asking, combined, they would only be building 66 new units.
What was council's response to this?
They did quite the about-face during the course of their six-hour meeting on Monday. While at first it sounded like no one besides Mayor Steve Skadron supported these reductions, by the end of the meeting, council members and, I should point out, mayoral candidates Adam Frisch and Ann Mullins both came around to Skadron's side and said they would be in favor of reducing the required housing mitigation.
What was their reasoning? Isn't housing a big deal in Aspen?
Yes, that's a great point, Zoe. For one, the generation review gets a two-year audit, so the hotels are saying they won't have as many staff as the calculations show. If they're wrong about that, then 2 years from now, they do have to mitigate. The special review for density is because, yes, we need housing, and these projects will guarantee to create more jobs than housing they'll provide. Another thing Aspen says it needs is smaller, cheaper lodging. And we have it in the code that we're willing to trade beds for residents for beds for visitors. So that's what's happening here.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Zoe.
The Lift One corridor goes back in front of council next week, and it's expected to go to voters in March. I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.